That is why, sisters, I cannot tell you, and I use the verb deliberately, how thrilled I was with the Corpus Christi procession we had in Calcutta. Unthinkable in the United States. Thank God. Well, that's another reason I think I should tell you. The so-called developed countries, you know what that means, developed, have a lot of money. You know, people, unemployed people, sitting, well, along the streets. As I see truckloads of food, thank God that you are able to deliver to people who are hungry. But sisters, the deepest hunger is not in the body. The deepest hunger is in the soul. As I've said how many times, the mind starves, and the verb is starves, unless it knows the truth. Now we go on. The dilemma facing Catholics. Pray for the Catholics in countries like America. Pray for us. Faced with so many abuses in the Eucharistic liturgy, how is the conscientious Catholic to cope with his painful experience? Here are some choices that a Catholic has. He can endure the masses, say, at this Saint Ethelrita, or he can attend the masses offered by a Father Benedict. He can go to the Greek Orthodox liturgy, which the Catholic Church declares is a valid sacrifice of the Mass. And sisters, any time it is necessary, a Roman Catholic can assist at Mass in the Orthodox churches. Did you know that? I'm not recommending, I'm just saying that it may be done, and the Sunday obligation would be fulfilled. Or,
can they satisfy this obligation by
attending
a Mass on
television? Then I would say yes. No, it would not really satisfy the obligation because the obligation is there. But then I would say that a Catholic with all these abuses, and Frank, would you agree these abuses are going on?
Minimally, that much, yes.
Very much.
A lot worse.
Very much. So then, when I teach, because I have to teach people, I tell them that then, under God, the obligation, a grave obligation, to assist at Mass, then is not binding on them. And listen to this. In Detroit, in a 2-week period, a young husband came to my office. I have an office about 25 minutes drive from where I live, my rectory. And he came on a Monday. He told me that yesterday, that was Sunday, in his parish church, I think I told you this, as the people came in to the church, each one was given the Eucharistic prayer to recite along with the priest, including the words of consecration. Well, this layman, he stayed for Mass, but he said, I could not go to communion. He was not sure that the priest was validly consecrated, because he told the people, the priest told the people, you're a priest as much as I am. Then, I told this story to your sisters in Detroit. And then one of the sisters put up her hand, Father, this has happened to us more than once. And what we do, we go to another church. We do not have this practice to hear a second Mass on Sunday. So, as you see, I've been out of these big pages, big print. I must say something else. Issues are involved here. We may fall within the realm of the eternal forum. Better should be external forum, within the conscience of each person. There are misprints here. We distinguish in theology between the internal and the external forum. The internal forum is a conscience inside each person. The external forum is the laws of the church, which are binding to be observed, like, say, Sunday Mass obligation. A faithful Catholic may have to appeal to the depths of his faith and make decisions which surpass the laws of the church found, say, in canon law. In other words, such conditions may, as I've said before, allow the person to pray and ask the Lord, enlighten me, what should I do? And Catholics, after prayer, in consultation with, say, with a priest, by telephone, sisters, as Frank here knows, telephone calls from all over the country. Most of the calls from people I have never met. Father, what do I do? And then I tell them, pray, strange question, and I give them the answer. Follow your conscience. Because there is real danger for Catholics attending such liturgical, shall we call them, celebrations. It is a danger, Frank has this.
Page down.
What do I press?
This one. It's open.
This means that a faithful Catholic may have to appeal to the depths of his faith and then follow his conscience, enlightened by grace after prayer.